It is the SBI Radio Network, Swift 98 and the Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And joining me in studio this morning is a couple of our superstars from SBI Media. That's Aubrey Taylor and Amanda Nelson, recently awarded a plethora of prizes from the Wyoming Press Association. And they do so much for SBI, so wanted to have them on the air to talk about it. Hey guys, Aubrey, Amanda, how's it going today?
Great.
Good, good. Well, thanks for coming in. I realize this is different from your normal day-to-day responsibilities, but have to congratulate you guys on the awards. People can check out the Star Valley Independent. But maybe summarize, if you could. Aubrey, we'll start with you. Maybe summarize just what some of the awards were, if you could.
Yeah. So we got, it was a wide range. And as like a team, we were able to get like the best website or second place for best website. And then Amanda and I did a couple of spreads together that got first and second, and some individual ads that we've designed. And any other ones that you can think of off the top of your head?
No.
Yeah, they'll all be in the paper. We're going to cover it all.
Right, right, right. So, well, congratulations again. I wanted to make sure everybody knew what you guys do, because it really is a lot. And Amanda, we'll start with you on this one. So you do, of course, the layout for the paper. You help with that each week. You do a lot of the artwork and graphic design for the paper, but also you like run the office and you make sure we all stay on track. So tell us what you do maybe day in and day out, because it is a lot.
A lot of things, like you said. That's one thing that I tell people I really love about it here, is that I'm not doing the same thing all day, every day. So I get to do different stuff. And I like that I get to help do different things. You know, I get to help do stuff on the radio. This is the first time I've ever been on the radio, though. So
won't be the last.
And so I get to help with that, sometimes do broadcast stuff. So like on an everyday thing, I just help customers when they come in the office, answer the phones, try to help out with any questions people have. I do the billing, so I do invoicing and all that kind of stuff, design ads and layout of the paper. So, and then also another fun thing is doing the graphics. Aubrey and I get to do graphics for the broadcast too, which is a lot of fun. So
when people are watching SVI Sports and they see the different graphics come up on screen, those are things that you guys made. And Amanda, you won't brag about yourself too much, so I'm going to for you. Amanda does anything and everything that's ever asked of Amanda. She does so much for SVI. There's been so many times where we've been in a pickle, where something falls through, or you know, something happens, or something comes up, and we just need someone to do something, and it's Amanda. Amanda's there. Amanda takes care of it. And you're always so willing, and it's most of the time behind the scenes. But there are so many times when a sports broadcast wouldn't happen without Amanda, or if this, you know, something wouldn't go wrong, or something would happen or not happen the way it's supposed to without Amanda. So Amanda, just know that you're appreciated. We see what you do, and we want the community to know that as well.
You're sweet. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. And I do, the last time that something came up, actually, I was with my mom and we had to run into SVI to do something really quick. And I thought about it, and I told my mom, and I just, you know, my parents, they taught me to be dependable and to make sure that you're there when you need to be. And even when you weren't supposed to be, but something comes up, make sure you're there and dependable. And I really appreciate them for instilling that in me.
Well, that's certainly something they did. And they taught you how to cook, because you always bake. That's whenever someone has a birthday party, Amanda's there with the cake or the treats or whatever it may be. And you also bring the waters backstage for vocalist events, which I really appreciate.
True. So,
there it is. Amanda, congratulations.
Thank you.
On the awards. Well deserved. Aubrey, how about you? You've been at SVI for 5 years now?
Yeah.
5 years?
Yep, five years.
And you're still here, so that's got to be something good, right?
Yes, I love SVI. I'm here 2 days a week in the office, and then I'm able to work from home just on my computer, because most everything that I do is design work. And anytime Dave texts me and says, hey, we need a scoreboard or whatever else, I'm able to do it from home and be with my kids, which has been amazing. And when I first started, I was able to bring my kids in when they were new babies, so that was really nice. We've got a really good team and good bosses that allow us to still live how we want to live and have a job and work with great people.
Much like Amanda, a lot of time you mentioned getting those texts from Dave. A lot of times those are like, hey, I forgot this. Can you do this, you know, right now? Yeah. And you've always been,
that's fine,
we try not to, we really do, but you've always been so good about it. And the quality is, I mean, there's a reason you guys win the awards is because the quality is good. So tell us about your training and your background to do graphic design and do what you do.
Yeah. So in college, I was a communications advertising major, but I did a lot of graphics and design work on the computer with studying some web design. So that was a little bit of my background in college. And then I took like art and stuff from Kim Dockstetter in high school. So I've always had that love for design and creating things. So that's a little bit of my background in that.
So you guys have a chance to work with students now on occasion, whether it's work study or CRT, work release, whatever it may be. What advice do you normally give to high school students that want to go into graphic arts or do graphic design? What do you tell them?
Just keep up with the different programs because everything's always changing. And then just try to be inspired by everyday things and then make connections with people because as a student, everyone's wanting to help you. They want the next generation of designers to be successful and to make quality products. So just making connections with people and anyone you can and learning as much as you can as well.
That's awesome. And Amanda, when it comes to what you do as a graphic artist, what do you love most about it?
I just love that we get to be creative and, like Aubrey said, just you notice things in the world around you. Like sometimes I'll be watching TV and I'll see something pop up on the screen. I'm like, hey, I really like that. I should see if I can do that. Maybe I should try that in the next ad I make. So, you know, it's just fun because you see something different than what probably everybody else sees.
Yeah.
Very well said. Again, that's Aubrey Taylor and Amanda Nelson, the graphic artist with the Star Valley Independent. One quick question for you guys before we wrap up. The newspaper is a beast in itself, week in and week out. Walk us through the process, if you could, on what it takes to put a paper out from a graphic artist standpoint, what you guys do.
So the big thing is our template, which is really nice because we can just plug things in. And then after we do that, we get a little bit more creative with graphics and the information that the writers and editors and everyone kind of compiles for us. We find all those photos that people have taken and try to enhance those as much as we can and work with the press every week to make sure it comes out and we meet all of our deadlines so that it's smooth for everybody. From start to finish.
Which it always is, right?
Always. No, working in news is hard sometimes, but we get it done. We make sure it's finished, and we try to get the highest quality newspaper out that we can.
All right. Again, that's Aubrey Taylor and Amanda Nelson, winners of multiple awards from the Wyoming Press Association for their work in 2021. Of course, Dal Erickson, as we mentioned, won a few as well. But people hear Dal on the radio every day. They know he's a sports guy, and he's good at what he does. So I wanted to have you guys on. Appreciate your time, and congratulations. Thanks for all you do for SVI.
Thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SVI Media.